Cowboys.com.
Welcome to America Tonight, and of course here we are, new year, and a lot of different things to talk about, especially when it comes to the world of politics. Who better to do that with than our friend Bob Ney, former congressman from Ohio, from Talk Radio News. Bob, happy new year.
Happy new year to you.
We're 2014.
Bad weather conditions out here on the East Coast, but
the blizzard. The blizzard. What's it like? What's the blizzard like? I suppose they're talking about getting a foot.
Well, you know, New Hampshire, et cetera, is getting worse. D.C. right now is just getting cold. Ohio is getting pelted. So it's going to be interesting. The first real blast of winter.
No kidding. A lot. If you're going anywhere, so many flights have been canceled. It's up to like 2,000, something like that.
But it's not going to stop Washington. They're back at it.
They're back at it. And, of course, what are the major themes? The major themes are always Obamacare. Now they're talking about the fact that more than 2 million people have been enrolled, but yet there's still a lot of questions surrounding, okay, what happens when we get to March and the deadline. Do you think when everything's said and done that this is going to be a success or not?
I think there's going to be two burps, or milestones, I guess you call it, the March deadline and then April. The Internal Revenue Service enforces this. I'm going to be kind of curious to see what comes out of that. You know, maybe some cases that really look horrible, you know, I'm saying politically, for political purposes. But I think at the end of the day, it continues. It'll probably get some type of tweak within a year or so, just because something of this magnitude is going to need adjusting. But I think it's here to stay, and I don't think that there's going to be a vote to undo it.
The in this year, and this will probably be part of the theme of those that are running, as you know, in this year, 435 House seats up, 35 in the Senate, 36 gubernatorial races as well. Are there going to be any nail-biters out there? Do you think we're going to see a big shift because of what happened last year? What is the midterms going to be like, do you think?
Well, the Republicans actually have an advantage because of Obamacare, and maybe some mistakes will be made. But the Republicans also tend to take advantages and throw them away. So I think that at the end of the day, the House most likely remains Republican, may lose a few seats. Senate probably remains Democrat, but you might have a couple of nail biters more so in the Senate.
Yeah, you know, one I think, and you'd probably agree with me, I think Senator Mary Landrieu is in a big fight there because as a Democrat in an increasingly red state, she won in 96, 2002, 2008, but I think this is going to be tougher for her, and part of that is because of the Affordable Care Act and her constituents and how they reacted. Do you think so?
I think so. I think that's one race to watch. There's always some shockers that occur. Mitch McConnell, the Republican minority leader, for a wide variety of other reasons, you know, he had a Tea Party challenger, et cetera, in a primary and a general. So it'll be curious to see how the Tea Party also weighs in. Now, I say that not because of the general, but in Ohio, our governor, my home state, he has a Tea Party challenger. So the Tea Party is tending to challenge Republicans. That may give some tight edge for a Democrat in the seat.
Yeah, be interesting, no doubt about that. Do you think in the beginning, in the first couple of months here, we're going to see any big pieces of legislation or big conversations that'll come up over some domestic issues, like, for example, immigration that got shelved?
Well, you know, they're working on the budget process. Speaker Boehner, the Republican, is not going to let the government shut down again. So that's going to be a big deal. But outside the normal budget arguments and the wrangling, I think immigration is going to be about the only domestic policy that's going to be undertaken for a debate, because the Republicans really only, they don't want to do much. The do-nothing Congress is going to do less because they want health care to be the focus. The Obama administration is going to push, obviously, the immigration issue, and the Republicans have to be very careful with that one. So I think that'll come to the forefront. And the one foreign policy I'd be remiss, because it's not really getting the understanding that it should, I believe, the Iran issue. President Obama is doing something extremely historic on after 30 years with Iran. And it's very controversial, but I think that's going to be the huge foreign policy initiative. Can the president stop the Congress from undoing what he's done?
Yeah. All right, so we'll watch for that. Bob Ney, thanks so much as always. We'll talk to you again down the road.
All right.
Thanks, Bob. All right, talking to Bob about the snow, many of you perhaps listening to us in that nor'easter cold, the East Coast, frozen, blizzard warnings, Thursday into Friday for Long Island, Cape Cod, Massachusetts, South and North Shores. My old hometown of Philly, I understand, getting hit by it too as well. D.C., Boston, a lot of late snow on Thursday. About one-third of the nation, this is crazy to think of, one-third of the nation, about 100 million people in 22 states in the path of this storm. And the worst part of the storm really hit late on Thursday, about 8 o'clock at night, and it's continuing now to pelt into Friday morning, so some nasty stuff, probably lots and lots of cancellations. So far, by my count, about 2,200 flights plus have been canceled. Done. You know what? There's a great tracking. There's all kinds of tracking devices. I have them even on my phone, the flight radar, the 24 flight radar, which is crazy because you go somewhere and you tap on the screen and you can find whatever flight. You can see where it's coming from. How long until it lands, all that kind of crazy stuff. But also, there is FlightAware.com, and that tracks cancellations when you have weather and other mechanical problems, that kind of stuff. So you've got tons of cancellations listed there. Some of the areas that you can imagine, Thursday's storm really smashed into my cousin's hometown, Chicago. Chicago is just clobbered. I mean, clobbered with snow. And think about that, trying to make just bad time and you're trying to get somewhere, trying to make changes on the fly. Pretty rough for a lot of people, and a lot of people trying to scramble to get other flights or having to crash wherever they are, that kind of stuff. I know we have a lot of people listening to us in the great area of Albany, and they're saying maybe up to 14 inches of snow. Wind chills 25 below zero. So Mayor Cuomo declared a state of emergency for all of New York just after 3-something in the afternoon on Thursday, figuring that, yeah, everybody's going to start to get stuck. And nothing like traveling down one of the worst highways, I think, in America, the LIE, the Long Island Expressway, and trying to get around there. Forget it, especially if you have a lot of snow. So I think you're... What's going to happen is Friday is going to be a snow day for a lot of people. I think offices, schools, all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's obvious if you have the kind of snow that we're talking about, they're not going to keep the schools open and they're going to close a lot of the airports, certainly through the morning. And boy, it's crazy. It'd be crazy to see what the after effects of this are, too. And because when you're talking about a lot of snow and then ultimately, you have that melt. That's the other part of this. You get a relatively huge amount, 14, 15 inches, whatever. Then eventually, you got to think about, yeah, what happens when all of that melts? Then it turns into a flood. And I've seen the effects of that. Hey, join us on the flip side. Some odds and ends. What was happening while you were buried under a layer of snow? We'll tell you next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Angioprim can clean blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is liquid oral chelation. It's not new science. 50 years of research has gone into chelation, and now there's Angioprim. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. The first thing Angioprim users say is they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on now at angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better and doing more. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant or go to angioprim.com for help. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's Angioprim at 877-882-7221. Get the facts about Angioprim. Begin living the life you want, doing the things you used to do again with Angioprim.
Words that parents hate to hear in the winter. School is closed. In New Jersey, they're saying now the public schools will be open until June 24th because of all the time off the kids have already had. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Sorry if some of you are buried under a layer of it, although that can be good if you've done some shoveling so you're able to get out the front door. And you can stay home and you have another day off to just enjoy yourself. If you have to venture out, it's a little different scenario, isn't it? Some other things happened, believe it or not, while the snow was going on. And, of course, half of the country did not get that snow. And part of that included some things that happened in California that will make you cringe, I think, or maybe not. Maybe you think that it's okay. The story is actually a wild one. The California Supreme Court granted a law license to a man who lived in the U.S. illegally for two decades. But here's what his story is. The story is Sergio Garcia, who went to law school, passed the state bar exam while he was working in a grocery store and on farms. He can begin practicing law now, and he passed his bar, went to school, all that back in 2009. So because he's in the country illegally, he couldn't practice law. And he was a teenager when he got into the country. He was picking almonds, I think they say, with his father, and he got a permanent legal residency, and his father filed a petition to get an immigration visa for his son. It was accepted in 95, but because of the backlog of the visa apps from people from Mexico, he never got a visa number. He applied for citizenship in 94, and he's still working toward it, but he doesn't have it. So the U.S. Department of Justice argued that he was barred from receiving his law license because the court's entire budget came from a public treasury, and that's a violation of the federal mandate that no public money be used to grant licenses to people who are in the country without permission. So yada, 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 you're listening to all of this. The bottom line is this is a guy who put himself through law school. His father brought them to the United States. You heard the story about the visa, but he's in the country illegally. At a hearing in September, a majority of the Supreme Court justices were reluctant to grant Garcia the license under the current state and federal law, saying they couldn't do it unless the legislature acted. So now that has changed because the California Attorney General supported the petition, applauded the new ruling, and there are a couple of different cases that are also up for grabs in Florida and New York. And you know that the administration is saying they're going to oppose bar entry to immigrants unless they pass, each state passes its own law allowing the practice. So this is something that we're going to see over and over and over again. And this is like the driver's license thing. California and nine other states last year agreed to grant driver's licenses to people in the country illegally. Now the states are up to 13, if I'm right, 13. So now we've got this challenge as far as practicing law. This could get, like I said, really, really intense to see what happens, because you had four states, Colorado, Minnesota, Oregon, and New Jersey, and last year they offered in-state college tuition to people who are here illegally, and that put them up on the same level as California and 10 others. So I would ask, as an American citizen, is this fair or foul? I've jumped through a couple of the obstacles and the loops for you. There are still some holes in this whole thing, but he's granted the license. He's practicing law, and he's waiting to become a citizen of the United States. So by granting that law license to a guy who's lived in the country legally for two decades, it opens the door to millions of immigrants trying to enter other professions like medicine, accounting, and teaching. It opens the door. I mean, it still is going to be, you're still going to have to go through the rigmarole of the states and all of that kind of stuff, but it is the latest in a batch of legal and, we'll call them, legislative victories, because it is for people who are in the country without permission. So putting it that way, people in the country without permission, I'm asking you, driver's licenses, practicing accounting, medicine, teaching, law, is it fair or foul? I'll tell you one thing that happened, and COP points it out too. They reduced the tuition for immigrants for college, and that infuriated a lot of people, because if you weren't in the country illegally, you weren't getting that break in some of these colleges. And that's not right. That is absolutely foul. That's absolutely foul, because I would be furious if I had a child that I was helping and they were trying to get through school and we're pulling all of our money together. It's so expensive. And that's just not right. Now, you heard Sergio Garcia's deal, and he worked and worked and worked, put himself through school, all that kind of stuff, got a little bit of a break, didn't get massive amounts of money for school. But like I said, this sets a precedent. It sets a precedent. So does it become that we're the United States of illegals? I don't get it. You know, it's a tough thing. It's a tough thing to wrestle with because you may know a personal story. We said, well, that guy's a great guy, and his parents brought him over. It's not his fault. And there are tons of those stories, but there are tons of other stories, and that's where it gets scary. So I would have to say foul. I'd have to say foul because of what this really becomes a bigger symptom of. And it becomes the same thing, the problem that we haven't dealt with. And what's the problem that we haven't dealt with? The challenge of our country and people coming in mass illegally. While so many others, because this is the other part of this, who desperately would love to be an American citizen, would love to come to America, are paying lawyers, waiting in line, filling out paperwork, waiting, and they're not getting that break. And you know what? I know five of those people. So if I know five, probably you know one or two, maybe. Someone around you probably knows somebody in that situation. And you know what? That's what makes it foul to me. So it's not fair to the others. So how are we deciding? It's like cutting. It's like that fast pass in Disneyland, except for the people that get the fast pass aren't even paying for the fast pass. I know. It's kind of a weak analogy. So it's just, to me, that's the problem with it. What does it mean for everybody else? What does it mean? Not right. All right, let me mix in something else, too, as we go from California to the head duck and all of this controversy over the duck dude, Phil Robertson. And that starts back up, as you know. What's interesting is product. So one of the largest producers of gun magazines in the U.S. is leaving Colorado because of its gun laws, moving its operations to Texas and Wyoming, right? And this has become controversial. But at the same time, while that's happening, you have the Robertson family's gun line launching, and it's heading to stores. It's 2014. So they also are going to have a series of guns, the Duck Dynasty guns. So A&E is supposedly the series, I think some of it's already been shot, is coming back on. And one of the things that they're going to have available is guns. They've got a gun that reads Faith Family Ducks. And you know what? I bet that Mossberg and Sons are going to sell a lot of those guns. Stay with us.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
What a treat. We have Josh Evans again from Leland's on with us, and they've got a Jackie Robinson 1947 Rookie of the Year Award. How about that? How about the Honus Wagner baseball card PSA and a whole bunch of other things that would just blow you away? I was checking out their catalog just the other day, and I cannot believe the things that are up for grabs that people, I'm sure, are salivating over. And you got to jump on these auctions if you want to get a hold of some of this stuff. And I thought it'd be fun to kick it around with him. Hey, Josh, happy New Year to you. How you doing?
Happy holidays. Happy New Year. I'm good. Very excited about the auction.
Yeah, the auction closes on the 10th. Tell us some of the what you think are, and I, of course you have a ton of things that are up for grabs, but tell us what you think are going to be some of the things that are going to be heavily sought after.
Well, two of the pieces you just mentioned are the real stars of the show. The Jackie Robinson Rookie of the Year Award that was presented to him in 1947. It's the first ever rookie award given to any player. And they actually eventually changed the name of the award to the Jackie Robinson Award. So it's important in on many levels. We also have a Honus Wagner baseball card, the most valuable baseball card in the world. And that's currently has a bid of $500,000. And it's a PSA 2. It's a beautiful card. And it's there's a lot of interest in that.
Yes, so I can imagine. So for the Wagner card, as you said, there's a lot of interest in it. Who knows what it'll top out at? Do you have any idea, or you don't even think about that? You think, well, we already know we're at $500,000. That's your reserve bid. You move up. Do you have any idea how far this goes?
Well, the card has sold for, in that condition, sells for in the $500,000 to $1 million category. So it's already there, so I'm happy, you know, I'm happy as it is, but, you know, we also we want to maximize for our clients, so we wanted to go for as much as possible.
How do you decide when you know, all the stuff that you acquire, how do you decide what it is that you think will sell, or you know there's interest in? Is this from, obviously you have years in the biz and you know what you're doing, but is there some kind of formula to it for you when you decide, like for example, you've got a Topps dice game with Willie Mays, PSA 6, you talk about that, and you have a whole bunch of other things. You've got Juan Gonzalez and other names that many people would know. How do you decide what you're going to put in your catalog and what you're going to put up?
I think the key is what you don't put in. I think that you have to be very discerning. You want to have things that no one else has, things that are truly rare, things that are hot in the market, and things that are authentic. That's the real big part of it. That's the key to the whole thing, and that's something that we've really put ourselves into over the last 40 years. It's all about authenticity. So you want to, if you have a question on something, if you're not 100%, you just don't bother with it. And that's been the key. And, there's some auctions that are bigger than ours because they may not have, the same discerning eye. And, that's something that we really care about. That's everything to us.
Yeah, the authentication part, is it sometimes you have a tough time authenticating things and you won't put it up if it's not?
Yeah, if we can't say for 100% that it's right, then we won't sell it. And if there's a doubt in your mind, then it's not worth the risk. And you gain sort of the sixth sense. It's not just research, it's not just looking at the item, but there's a feel for it that you gain by having done this for so long and seeing so much of the good stuff. Like, I'll take a trip to Cooperstown every once in a while just to reacquaint myself with the good pieces. I'll go look at the great collections and look at the great stuff, and I'll also look at the great forgeries and, acquaint myself with that. That's the key to the business, is understanding what's real and what's not.
Yeah. We're speaking with Josh Evans from Leland's. And, Josh, whether it's medals or rings or bats or gloves or all the different things that you've sold, what hands down seems to be the most popular things? Is it the rings, the championship rings?
That's amazing you're saying that, because that is 100% true. Right now, the World Series rings, Super Bowl rings, all the championship rings are hot, really hot. And people are going up a level in terms of the quality of the rings. They're going for player rings. They're going for famous player rings. And they're bringing a huge bounty for the big names. It used to be that you could buy a player ring for almost the same as, let's say, a ring of a front office executive or manager or a coach. But now they're bringing a huge price over what those are selling for.
What do you think that is? Just it's a trend you're seeing because people want to, that's what they want to display, or hey, they may even want to put it on their hand to show their friends at a game. I don't know. What do you think the reason is for that?
The market is very true, and the truth is in the long term. So what's happening is that those things belong at the top. It was just a matter of time before the cream rose to the top, and that's what happens eventually. So that's what makes the field really fun, is that you can be ahead of the game, and you can be looking at these things and buying these things, 5-10 years ahead of the market, and then when those things come to fruition, you actually make a profit. You make a good investment. You have to be very, very smart to do that. You have to really know your stuff.
Yeah. Hands down, when we're talking about championship rings and whatnot, is it the New York Yankees that seem to garner the most interest, or no?
Well, the Yankee stuff is great. The New York stuff is great. But it's interesting. They're more common because they won so many championships, so they're not the best thing. A lot of times, if there's a special feeling for a team, like the 1984 Detroit Tigers, 68 Tigers, teams that don't win it all the time, or sometimes if the rings are really beautiful, like the New England Patriots rings of the last, you know, 10, 15 years, those are incredibly desirable and very, very expensive. They can sell for, just for a common player, can sell for $40,000, $50,000, $60,000.
Yeah, wow, 40, 50, 60,000. Is it baseball, football? I mean, it seems to me like it would be football, but maybe not. Hands down, of all the sports, including outside of the Big Four, what is the biggest chunk of your business? What sport is the biggest chunk of your business?
Hands down, it's baseball because it has the biggest collecting base. It has the most material. It has the greatest history. Football was not a big deal, at least professionally, until the 50s. So it doesn't have the same history as baseball, whereas the professional nature of baseball has been big since the 19th century. For some reason, I think it's the nature of the contemplative nature of the game itself, where you sit and watch and look and you know, whereas football is more action oriented and it's back and forth. That's the reason why people collect it. The nature of the games themselves are what leads to collecting.
Yeah, as a baseball fan, I have to agree with you. It's the history of it. No question, you mentioned Cooperstown, and just taking a stroll around Cooperstown is just mind-blowing when you think of all the history there. For you personally, of all the things you've acquired, I mean, I know you're excited about Honus Wagner, the Honus Wagner card, but what was the most exciting thing that you ever, piece of memorabilia that you were ever able to get?
I would have to say it's always been a Babe Ruth jersey. I've owned or sold, I think, something like 7 different Babe Ruth jerseys in my career, which is the most of anyone. And they weren't all Yankee jerseys because he played with the Dodgers, he played with the Boston Braves, played with the Red Sox. But it would have to be the Babe Ruth jersey. And the last one that we sold, which was $4.4 million, that was the best one, and that was the most exciting.
Yeah, $4.4 million. Do you get to see, because I'm sure sometimes, you know, people just get it and then it's shipped to them, etc. If it's something like that, do people come in, do they want to meet you and get the jersey personally, or what do they do?
It depends. We actually, believe it or not, we have, for the really expensive stuff, we have a courier service, which is run by my mom, who's 79 years old.
She will fly
out to you and deliver things that are worth in the hundreds of thousands or in the millions. And she loves it. She's very excited. It's expensive, but it's worth it because there's some serious TLC going on there.
Well, yeah, because people would be worried about on the other end, oh, is it going to get here, even if you, with insurance and everything else? That's why in the art world, as you know, that's a lot of times that's what happens there, too. So when you're talking about a piece of memorabilia like that, there's no question. In your personal collection, what is there something that you would not sell?
It's interesting. The things that I wouldn't sell are not because they're valuable, it's because that they're valuable to me. I have a 1976 Yankee signed baseball that I got for my 15th birthday that would probably be the last thing I would sell. That is personal to me. I love that team, and they lost. You know, there's all that whole that negative side of it, you know, bittersweet. That's the one. Yeah.
That's good. I love that. All right, Lelands.com. Check it out. Josh, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
My pleasure.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about Oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Seriously, make preparations, stay in tonight, get off the roads tonight, so we can make sure that tomorrow will be as smooth as possible. Plows have been attached to 1,700 collection
trucks. We're talking about the Nor'easter, 100 million people affected by the storm in the Northeast, and we talked about it at the top of the hour, worth bringing it back here at the tail end of this hour because of the states of emergency that have been declared. And certainly so many of the flights have been canceled. So if you are flying anywhere near the East Coast, you better make sure that your flight is still going because the whiteout conditions, a lot of the, even the highway, same thing. People are barely crawling by. This warning has been coming for at least a couple of days. So I guess the good news is that people were aware that there's a chance that they were going to really get socked in by this, 6, 12 inches in some places of New York City. Albany, I mentioned this before, 14 inches. In Massachusetts, they're talking about 18 inches of snow, possibly by Friday night. Just a constant, consistent downpouring of snow. In Pennsylvania, same thing. They're talking about parts of Interstate 84, and how awful that already is. And then you've got the cold temperatures to back it up, too. So if you're flying anywhere, look out and make sure you check on the flights. And if you live in any of those areas where you're listening in those nooks and crannies to our show, for goodness sake, if you don't have to venture out into the stuff other than to shovel it or whatever, don't do it. There is nothing worse than driving in a whiteout. I have done it, and it is frightening, isn't it? you think you're okay, and it's like a little narrow cone. That's what your eyes, you know, it almost looks like you have, how they put TheraBreath, the blinders on. It's like you have a narrow point that you can see to, and it's terrible. And this is what we're seeing in some of these places. I was looking at some of the video, and it's crazy. It's just crazy how much it's coming down, and it's intensifying. Trust me, this blizzard from New York City to Boston and in between, and the chill is crazy, crazy, crazy. You know, coming up in our third hour, we have our mini Nail the Score. Just for those two segments, we're doing them at the end of the third hour. So it's your chance to still try to nail the score during the playoffs. Spread the word, as I know we've had some holidays, and I know a lot of people were disappointed that, and a lot of people called in, and a lot of people emailed on the last game of the season, and nobody won Nail the Score, and then there was a big push to have to do it through the playoffs, or to do it through the playoffs, not have to, but to do it. And so I decided, yeah, why not? We'll keep it open. We'll keep the windows open, and we'll see if anybody can nail the score this time around. So Green Bay on Sunday, they're talking about a high of 4 degrees. That is playing in the cold. So if the 49ers are going to win, they're going to have to be able to play in a very cold, cold stadium. No question about it. Who do you think is more comfortable in the cold? The Green Bay quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, or Colin Kaepernick, the San Francisco quarterback? You can trust me. You'll see these guys, they'll be on the heaters because they have those heated benches out there. They'll be wrapped up, you know, as much as they can be when they're not actually out there playing. And we'll see this in some other places, too. Philadelphia is hosting the New Orleans Saints, and who knows what that's going to look like on Saturday night because of all the snow that they're getting. They'll clear it, but what's it going to be like in and around, and what are the temperatures going to be like, too? I would say advantage Philadelphia Eagles in that case. So you can imagine that most of the focus, I say America Tonight is about the buzz in the backyard. So most of the focus is over what's happening with the weather. You just heard Josh Evans too, by the way, moments ago, and Josh, terrific, talking about sports memorabilia. What I like about Josh Evans, and the reason why every once in a while, maybe once or twice a year we have him on, is because I think it's fascinating what people will spend money on and how, what a rabid sports country we are, that you heard the discussion about the rings, that people want World Series rings, and rings, the significant championship rings is what people will bid on. And I think there's something to that, feeling like if you can transfer it, feeling like your team, their ring, it's unbelievable. I have who's ever ring, and it's mine from the championship Yankees or Red Sox, which there wouldn't be many to pick from with the Red Sox, or whatever team and whatever ring. So interesting what people will buy and what it'll go up to. The Honus Wagner card, too, probably one of the biggest collectibles ever talked about, that baseball card, the Honus Wagner, crazy. Teeny tiny, too, because that's how they used to make them, very, 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 very small. All right, the other thing that is certainly making the rounds is Obamacare, and signing up for it, and what's happening with your insurance, and what's going to happen this year as the more of the rollout continues, and how does it all affect you? How does it break down? There's no question about it. The breakdown is there. And there's no question that of the blunders of last year, healthcare.gov would have to be one of the biggest. I mean, listen, if you're a Democrat, you can put the D down, because this isn't even about politics. This is just about rolling out a government website. And it's easy to pile in on this, but it had to be, like I said, one of the bigger blunders, besides Ed Snowden and all the information that he was able to acquire and then leak out over the course of 6 months. starting in June when some of the bigger stuff started to break and then everybody realized, oh, really, that's how much I am being spied on. With Obamacare, they say it's over now 2 million that have jumped on healthcare.gov and have signed up that way. And people are, I think with last-minute frustrations, were trying the best they could to try to figure out how they could sign up for it. MN Shore, which is Minnesota, thousands of Minnesotans signed up for MN Shore. And so when the new year began at midnight, the benefits started to happen for those people. But people were signing up until the deadline passed at midnight for their online health insurance exchange. This is just an example of it. And it left some people unsure if they had completed the process in time because they had lots of problems with their website in the fall. So people that were trying to hook up and, you know, hook up with it and get it done weren't really sure. After all the frustrations, went to the Facebook site and left comments and were told that some of the people wrote on their comments, I was looking at them, that they were on hold for 3 hours, they were hung up on, that the website wasn't complete, and so they're taking a lot of heat. Besides healthcare.gov, of all the exchanges, MN Shore is one of the big ones that's getting slammed with problems. And they're saying that they've had a lot of internal problems with the leadership there. And late last week, 50,000 people had completed applications to get private health plans, but hadn't completed enrollment because of all the website snafus, or they just didn't continue on the process. So you got to think about this. You had to complete enrollment on December 27th, and this is what made people so frantic. Now, thousands more Minnesotans have, like others, until March 31st to sign up so they don't get penalized for not having insurance. But, of course, the push was sign up before January. So there are problems across the board. And there's so many questions that people have, like, are your prescriptions covered? How about that one? How about, is your doctor covered in the plan? Has your payment reached your insurance company? That's a good one for a lot of people. What about the policy number in the card? It's not real until you have that card in your wallet, right? You got to have that card. Any thoughts on the show? Send them to me. It's a new year. AmericaTonight.net.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.